This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, listeners. My name is Rodney Brown, and it is good to be with you today, again to bring something from the Scriptures. And today I want to read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want to read verses 14 and 15. It says, "The love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." Last time we were reading in Galatians 2 verse 20, that verse that says, "The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." And there we have that expression of the love of the Son of God. And we thought about the love of the Son of God. In today's reading, we have this term, the love of Christ. And of course, the person of the Son of God and the person of Christ is the same person. And here it's called the love of Christ. And this term, the love of Christ, is mentioned three times in the New Testament. Paul was compelled by the love of Christ. Paul experienced that love of Christ personally, as we thought of the last occasion when he said, "The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." We thought of Paul as he saw himself as the chief of sinners, and how he appreciated that this greatest of all persons would have the greatest of all loves for him who saw himself as the greatest of all sinners. And so there was a response from Paul when he appreciated the love of the Son of God. And here he speaks of the love of Christ. He says, "The love of Christ compels us." The love of Christ was that which was moving Paul along in his dedicated service to Christ. And his love, the love of Christ for Paul, was seen in the death of Christ. As he says here, "Because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died." He was thinking of the death of Christ. And again, we think of that death of Christ today. A death of Christ that was because of the great love that he had for sinners, like ourselves. The Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And although God is righteous, God is holy, God is opposed to our sins, and God will punish our sins, yet God loves us, and Christ loves us, and Christ died for all. So Paul says that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live, so that those who now have the life of Christ should no longer live for themselves. And those who receive that life of Christ receive it at that moment of repentance, when they turn from sin and they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And whenever they receive Christ, whenever they trust in Christ, then they have the life of Christ. And so it's a new life. Everything is changed, as we also read in this same chapter. Paul goes on to say how that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so these people who are now in Christ, they should no longer live for themselves. To live for self is the natural thing, and this is what most people do. They live their lives around themselves. But this should not be for the Christian. as we think of the love that Christ had for us, that he was prepared to deny himself, that he was prepared to give everything up for us, then surely those who have now turned from sin to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, they should not any longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Christ makes a great difference in the life of a Christian. At that moment of conversion, the eternal destiny for the believer is now changed. Now his eternal destination is heaven. And his life is changed. No longer is he under the power of sin and Satan, but he's now free from sin, free from the control of the evil one, and free to serve the Christ who set him free. And so this is a challenge today, a challenge both for those who have never yet come to that place in life of turning from sin to trust in Christ. We need to do that, first of all, to receive his life, receive his forgiveness, receive his salvation. And then from that point onwards, not to live for self. If we live for self, then at the end of life, what a disappointment that will be to think that we've just lived for ourselves and we come to the end and it's all gone and it's all for nothing. But to live for Christ means that it's well worth that life, because we know who Christ is, and we know what Christ has done, and we know where Christ has gone. We know where Christ is leading those who follow him, and we even know that Christ will reward those who live their lives for him. And so it's a challenge for believers today as we are confronted with our lives. It has been said, only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. So I can challenge myself as I challenge fellow believers today. What am I living for? Who am I living for? May it be that all of us who have turned from sin to receive the Lord Jesus Christ would not live for ourselves or live for anything else, but live for the one who died for us and rose again. I trust that this message will be a blessing today for those who have listened. You're welcome to contact me via my email address if you would like to. You can email me on rodwbrown@gmail.com. That is rodwbrown@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.